Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israeli settlers have briefly crossed the border into Lebanon.
After first denying the reports to Israeli media, the Israeli military said on Wednesday that civilians had moved across by a few meters and were removed by troops. They're from the Yuri Safon movement, a group calling for Israeli settlement of southern Lebanon. Photos posted recently by the group online showed activists holding signs and erecting tents inside Lebanon while Israeli soldiers were present. Groups of settler activists have also breached the Gaza border more than once since the Israel-Hamas war erupted on October 7, 2023. Daniela Weiss, the leader of the movement to resettle Gaza, claims she's entered Gaza twice since the start of the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the UN General Assembly demands a ceasefire in Gaza and backs the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees.
Israel and the U.S. were in a tiny minority voting against the resolutions. Meanwhile, Israel's U.N. ambassador, Danny Dannon, says peace talks and hostage negotiations continue.
We made it very clear there will be a linkage between a ceasefire and the release of hostages. And that's what we are talking about now. I'm not sure it will be in one stage.
Dannon says they hope it will be in one stage, but could be similar to past deals. Either way,
we hope we're going to have some news before the holiday of Hanukkah and Christmas.
I'm Julie Walker.
Two highway crashes in southeastern Afghanistan have killed a combined total of at least 50 people and injured 76. One was a collision between a passenger bus and an oil tanker on the Kabul-Kandahar highway late Wednesday. The other was in a different area of the same highway, which connects the Afghan capital with the south. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a new Pentagon report on China.
The Pentagon report says China is expanding its nuclear force, has increased military pressure against Taiwan, and has strengthened its ties with Russia. Those actions are accelerating key areas of conflict with the United States. A senior defense official warned that Beijing is working towards developing a more diverse and technologically sophisticated nuclear force. Meanwhile, the U.S. is building up military forces in Asia while continuing to encourage communications between the two countries at the diplomatic and military levels. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Commerce Department's efforts to curb China's and Russia's access to American-made advanced computer chips have been inadequate and would need more funding to stymie their ability to manufacture advanced weapons. That's according to a report published Wednesday by the U.S. Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. The Biden administration imposed export controls to limit China and Russia's ability to access U.S.-made chips after Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. The call for bolstering commerce's export control enforcement comes as the incoming Trump administration says it is looking to dramatically reduce the size of federal government. A U.S. congressional committee has voted to release an ethics report on former Representative Matt Gaetz, a source familiar with the panel said on Wednesday, weeks after the Republican dropped out of contention to be Donald Trump's attorney general in the face of Senate opposition. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
It comes weeks after the Republican, who Donald Trump picked to lead the Justice Department, dropped out of the running. The committee did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Gaetz is a strident Trump supporter, unapologetically promoting his claims to have won the 2020 presidential election. But he's been dogged by an internal congressional probe into allegations of drug use and of having paid for sex with an underage 17-year-old girl. Gaetz has denied wrongdoing. On Wednesday, he wrote on social media, quote, "In my single days, I often sent funds to women I dated, even some I never dated, but who asked. I dated several of these women for years. I never had sexual contact with someone under 18. Any claim that I have would be destroyed in court, which is why no such claim was ever made in court."
Reuters' Zachary Goldman. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments next month over the constitutionality of the federal law that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese parent company does not sell it. The justices said Wednesday they will hear arguments January 10th about whether the law impermissibly restricts speech in violation of the First Amendment. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.